From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Stephanie Brush reading Last Chance by D. Marvine. Now let's begin with Chapter 1. The buffalo. Thousands of shaggy, grunting animals lumbered over the dry Dakota plains that flank the Missouri, picking up speed as they struggled toward the muddy smell of water. Squinting into the dawn light, Captain Garnet Tanner on the steamboat Big Muddy saw the rising dust cloud and ordered the boiler shut down. Such sights were to be savored. He rang the bell to signal those on board. Soon, sleep-fogged passengers, pulling on shirts and buttoning suspenders, hurried to the forward deck to stare in awe as the buffalo spread out along the river's edge, snuffling and snorting their fill before moving into the current for the crossing. In a cramped cabin on the upper deck, Maddie Hamill listened as the strange rumble rose above the familiar grinding of paddle gears and the slap of the river against the steamer's bow. She accustomed her eyes, in the early light from the small window, to the crude cubicle that had served as her cabin in the weeks since the Big Muddy left St. Louis. Despite her hasty decision to book passage, she'd been lucky to get a cabin on the upper deck, away from the boiler noise. The boat shuddered against the sudden tug of current as the engines were cut, and Maddie heard men shouting on the main deck below. Stepping into her petticoat and dress, she hurried out onto the promenade, where acrid wood smoke, perpetually in the air, now mingled with powdery dust and a strong animal scent. Other passengers, three quartermaster soldiers bound for Fort Shaw, two brothers seeking Montana gold, and a whiskey peddler, stood at the forward rail. In the water toward shore, she saw swimming animals, their low primal sounds punctuating the scuffle and splash as their hulking forms plunged down the bank and into the river. The captain, a weathered, muscular man,